honor, what a privilege it is to serve in such a magnificent community. I'm so proud of this community that I'm in, and I just love to share with you. And I pray that your hearts will be blessed. And I thank the leadership for trusting me, for ending this fantastic series of Sweet Like Honey with week 4. And a quick recap would be the first one was the promise of rest, the promise of grace, the promise of goodness. And now today is the promise of forgiveness. And it comes from a place from Psalm 119 verse 103 where the word says that how sweet are your words to taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet it is. The most loveliest thing you could ever understand is that no matter what you do, if your eyes are closed, if you dip your finger into honey, there's a guarantee of sweetness. You will never get bitter honey. A young man shared with me that the wild honey that grows in the rocks of the past, back in the days in the Bible times, they used to grow wild in the rocks and the honey would flow through the rocks. Can you imagine that picture? The taste of wild, sweet honey. And that's all the promises of God today. They are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I pray that you receive this message of forgiveness today and understand this forgiveness that we are walking in. And then we get to know that who we are in Christ and how God calls us righteous. He calls us his people. Why? Because of the blood of the Lamb this morning. Please, this morning, don't look worried. Don't look scared. I see concern in your eyes and in your faces. Give me a smile. Give me a shout. Don't hold back today, because I'm not going to hold back, because what God has placed inside of me, I promise you, it's inside of you as well. The Holy Spirit is inside of each and every one of us. So forgiveness cannot be ever started any message without the name of Jesus. It is Jesus that has started and finished it. When he went to the cross, he says, it is finished. At that point, when we began to receive this Christ as our personal Savior, do you know what happened? Our forgiveness kicked in. As soon as we said, yes, Jesus, I will serve you with all my heart. And you know, I love the heart factor, because Brandon brought up one thing about worship on Friday. He says, the power of worship is not in the form. What does that mean? The lights, the band, the guitars, that's not worship. The worship comes from your heart. And when we start to receive Jesus, we don't ask Jesus, hey, dude, there's so many things that we do with our mouths, but inside, we don't mean it. Hey, Ryan, Ryan would ask me, hey, Grant, please, man, next week, can you bring my drill? I need to borrow your drill. Yeah, no problem, Ryan. Back of my heart, I'm saying, no ways I'm giving him my drill. What? I just bought that drill. It's brand new. You see the heart condition there? And a little example of the heart condition? So when we start to accept Christ, we got to accept Christ from here, from the heart. And that's where God wants to penetrate this morning, that we are forgiven in Christ this morning. And I also have and we also got to remember that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. It means simply that we are not perfect. And this God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and I, so that we can stand here in a morning meeting and worship this God without any condemnation this morning. It's because of the freedom of Jesus that I can stand in front of you and I can lift my hands and say, Lord, you are worthy of it all this morning. I praise your name, Lord Jesus. You are lifted up this morning because of who you are. And why I can be free? Because I know my God has forgiven me. I know I walk in forgiveness. I no longer walk in unrighteousness, in shame. I walk because God has given me this power and this worship inside of my heart. I pray this morning that you will learn and know that you are free this morning, and that you will be blessed. And I just got to use my dad as an example. I got no choice, because my dad is the perfect example for every preacher, I think, if I stood up here. Because he has led us so well as a family, from right me to the eldest to the youngest, my sister, Chloe, which I'm 21 years older, by the way. So my father name were a bit, you know, olden day, lots of children, you know. But you know, my dad was such a good example. He raised us up so well. And how many times we disappointed him, We cannot count them how many times we've broken his heart. We've done many things from drunkenness to disappointment to drugs. There's so many things, so many unforgivable. You know, we look at them, unforgivable. But not at one time did my dad ever walk past me and say, Grant, you're forgiven. When I walked in drunk, I remember I was 16 years old. I went to the matinee. That time we had matinees when we were younger. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2-6 in Zoom in Dicking Avenue. Hey, that time it was happening. Hey, you only, you know, hey, we only yeah in the club. Now you think now you're going to walk past your colleagues, you know? Right. But not one time did my father ever say to me, Grant, you're forgiven. Why? I am his son. My dad has already forgiven me before I even did it. He loves me unconditionally. He doesn't put a clause in place. Grant, if you do this, I'm no longer loving you. I'm cutting you off. Change your surname. He does not do that. He loves me with all his heart. Imagine what the Father does for you this morning. Father God, who sent his only son to die on a cross, put so plainly for you and I this morning, and how much this God loves you, and how much he forgives you, and how much he's willing to forgive you when you ask as a new believer. When you accept Christ for the very first time and you confess, Father, come into my heart. It's that moment forgiveness takes over. Instantly, that takes over forgiveness. And after that, now we walk in forgiveness. How amazing is that? So the point number one is the confession of our sins. And I got to mention all three because you're quite an interesting audience I got to talk to today. Because these three points are confession of sins, receiving of forgiveness, and cleansed from righteousness. So you got to understand that I'm talking to an audience who probably haven't received Christ as your personal Savior. This will apply to you. And then I got to speak to the audience of the believer of who you are in Christ, that you are forgiven because of the blood of Jesus, a sacrifice that was done once and for all. Once and for all, a blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ went on the cross and saved us. It had to be once, because can you imagine a Sunday morning in Grace Life with all the oxen and the rams lining up here? We're making blood sacrifices, goats and doves and grain offering. We're throwing grain offering over our heads because we're coming to confess our sins. The blood has already been shed and his name is Jesus. We don't no longer have to sacrifice a silly ram. The blood of the lamb has already been done. It has already been done at the cross. The perfect lamb, unblemished, beautiful lamb was slain just for you and I. So it comes from my confession of sins. The point one comes from 1 John 1:9, where it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Remember the two categories. Remember the two categories. Unsaved, saved. Okay? Just always have that in your head as I speak today. And God's word says that Jesus intercedes on our behalf. Do we understand that? That no matter what we've done, we are so sinful. Jesus is now speaking to the Father on our behalf because we said yes to Jesus this morning. I pray that if you haven't accepted Christ, you're going to say yes today. I can feel it in my heart. The Holy Spirit has been invited here, and I know he is sitting here with us in the presence of God. He is here right now willing to forgive you for whatever you've done. There is nothing that you've done. We will not allow the enemy to allow us to live in bondage. We are free because of Jesus this morning. And I just love that. Romans 10:9-11 says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you will be saved. That confession set us free into our forgiveness this morning. We are going to walk in our forgiveness this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Point number two is receiving forgiveness this morning. Everyone understands as we sit here, forgiveness, and knows that Jesus died for our sins. But it is difficult for us to receive it as believers. Why? Because we're still going back to what we've done. We've forgotten that Jesus has saved us and he has forgiven us. But what happens? Our sin is so big. It is so disgusting. I murdered someone. I divorced my husband. I lied to so-and-so. But that we're carrying, that unforgiveness, is not allowing us to move forward because we're stuck in bondage this morning. We've allowed that what we've done to stop us from moving, to stop us from being healed. I pray now in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever you are sitting right now, if there's a bondage over your life, if you want to raise your hand right now, I don't know if you want to close your eyes and raise your hand right now, Heavenly Father, I come before you now. I release bondage now in the mighty name of Jesus, that our sin is not big enough, Lord, that you will not love us, Father. Your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father, and that we will not walk in bondage this morning, Father. I pray, Father, for a release of the anointing over your lives, Lord. So help us understand that we are free because of Jesus Christ this morning, and we have been made righteous because of the blood of the Lamb this morning. And the issue with that is that it's shame. It is shame that doesn't allow us to move forward. It is shame of what we've done in the past. It is shame of what we did last night. It is shame what we came into this building, that what we might have said, that we don't deserve to worship this lovely God. He is free today. And he will and he shall, and he has already forgiven of your sins this morning. I pray that you would walk free this morning. I got a testimony for you guys. When I went down to Secunda, it was 2012, and I decided that at that moment, there was an adjustment, there was a shift in the atmosphere with me. I started serving God on a different level in around 2012. And what happened was, I started tithing. I left out alcohol. I left out cigarettes. I could feel myself. There was such a cleansing. I could feel that, hey, God is starting to move. And this is just my testimony. Please don't worry about yours, but just focus on what I'm saying this morning, okay? Just bear with me. And what I did was, I went for a fire training, so petrochemical fire training in Secunda. And on the way to Secunda now, we jump off the plane. The guys jump into the hired vehicles. Where they go? Macro. What they do? They buy cooler boxes of liquor, and we're traveling on the way. I'm like, my goodness, they couldn't even buy a Coke for me. I shouldn't, my brother Ryan, what kind? Where's a Coke? Hey, it says, oh, sorry, bro, only. And anyway, I started traveling through, and my friend keeps bothering me. Hey, Grant, I have this thing, man. This thing it's like juice. It's red. It's like raspberry. Don't worry, I have this thing. I said, I don't like that because I'm actually a beer drinker. That thing does funny things to my system. I don't like that thing. So, because I'm trying to get him away, you know? Hey, eventually he nagged me so much that I succumbed to that. You see what happens? As little thought, I succumbed to it. I took it, one down, boom. Didn't even rest. Boom, down. I was thirsty, by the way. And what happened after I drank that? It left like it did feel like a funny thing, because I don't like drinking these red and funny fruity things. So I said to my friend, hey, my man, can you pass me a beer there, please, man? Hey, this thing is killing me. I had the beer, one down, didn't even rest. You know what happened? My next stop was a garage. What do I do at the garage? I bought a packet of cigarettes. Can you understand the catalyst of sin and missing the mark this morning? As soon as one time we miss the mark, just that, he uses that as a catalyst. It keeps moving. It keeps bouncing. Why? Because we've shifted the mindset of God now. We're going into the mindset of who? Myself now. That's what happens. Took the cigarettes. What happened? After that, Secunda, drunk whole weekend in Secunda. Whole weekend, I went to fire training, drunk. Every fire training, I was drunk. What happened? From the drunkenness into the clubs. What happened in the clubs? I'm moving now. I forgot about what I was doing. I forgot about Jesus. But in that moment now that I've slipped back, I'm moving now. I'm in the beat now. So, hey, where's another one? Where's the move? I'm here now. You know? And what happened? Go to the club. Women start coming around you. Trust me, women don't care about wedding bands. They don't. They love it. It's a challenge. And what happened is, I'm in this place, and they come. And I'm feeling like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. And at just one moment, I had a thought. My friend says to me, Grant, Schmikes, that's what we don't call each other mummy's names, Grant. We call each other by nicknames. Schmikes, don't do it. I believe in that moment of even him going through the most, that was God speaking through him. That was God saying, Grant, don't do it. Instantly, I went to my room. I started having flashbacks. Flashbacks of my wife. Flashbacks of my children. And that I said, Lord, what came to me is, what are you willing to lose? For a moment. That moment of pleasure that you are seeking every single day, what are you willing to lose? God does forgive you, but there are such severe consequences of sin this morning. And that, I could have lost my family. I could have lost everything if I took just one more step. But the forgiveness of my Father removed my shame. It's because of that forgiveness is that I walk with no shame today. He does not hold that against me anymore. Because on my way back in the vehicle, I remember taking the cigarettes out of my pocket. And I said to my friend, hey, my man, take this thing. And he says to me, hey, Abe. I said, hey, mfethu, hey, angifuni now. And I remember getting home and I was feeling such shame. But because of Jesus himself, I don't walk in that shame this morning. Because of Jesus himself, I stand there in the front worshiping, no longer worried about what I've done before. Because when I confessed with my mouth that he is Lord of my heart, that's when forgiveness took place. And I started to outwork this life that we start to live. Because let me tell you, it's not easy accepting Christ, because you're going to hit a few bumps here and there. But let me tell you something, because of Christ inside your heart, you will get over that bump. And you will worship this God that we serve. And his name is Jesus this morning. I pray this morning that you receive and know that you are forgiven this morning. Hallelujah. The people are alive this morning. They're clapping hands. Don't you remember the story of the adulterous woman who was going to be stoned by all these men? What was Jesus' words in that scripture? It's chapter in the book of John 8, 1 to 11. He says, in one of the verses, it says, let him who without sin cast the first stone. Guess what happened? One by one, they start dropping their stones. One by one. Because we know deep down, we're not perfect. One by one, they keep dropping. Can you imagine the sound? All the rocks. Imagine how many people gathered to stone you to death. Lots of people gathered. And in verse 10, it says, I love Jesus. His heart is just amazing. It only flows love, nothing else. No condemnation. He doesn't speak about your adultery. He speaks about the moment. Woman, where are they? Hey, has no one condemned you? It's almost like he doesn't know. Eh? Don't you get that? It's like he doesn't know. He says, has anyone condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. No one. And Jesus said, oh, Lord, my nose again. Do I have it, honey? No. Where's my tissues? Oh, I got it. Ha. You always get embarrassed in front of you, Brandon. Stuff always happens when the Holy Spirit starts to speak. The enemy is not going to stop me. I'll sniff this whole service. And she says, no one, Lord. No one has condemned me. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go from now and sin no more. That's the Jesus that we serve this morning. And I know there's a few steps here. Confess, receive, and cleanse from righteousness. But I got something to tell you, that something very, very different from this is at the cross. That thief that was next to him, he didn't do none of that. He just said, remember me. And you see that remember me, that was his heart condition. We must remember that forgiveness and accepting it comes here from knowing this King that we serve. These steps are very, very good when you find yourself in a place like this. But trust me, when that thief found himself on a cross, there was no steps to follow. He was like, remember me. I pray that you hold on to that. Receive that forgiveness this morning. It's a gift from God and it's freely given. listen for the voice of God in those moments as well. And I was taking that out the dirt on a Thursday morning, and I'm walking down, I'm carrying my bins, my bags. And when I get to the bottom of the road, I see the guys now rummaging in the dirt. And know what I did? I just threw my dirt. And I walked out, I'm like, hey, these holes are going through, you know. But when I got to the patio and I had some quiet time, God reminded me that that's my child, that's my son. That's my child. I frowned against his son. I could have greeted him. I could have loved on him. You see, that's the forgiveness that we carry inside of our hearts. It's that conviction when something is a little bit off. He reminds us in the spirit that, hey, care for my people. And I was so convicted by that. I promise you, next time I go down there, I'm carrying something with me to give it to him. Because we need to start changing our mindset to people and how they look and how they dress, how they feel, how they smell. But Jesus doesn't see any of that. He just sees the heart and the perfection that's in us this morning. Which leads us to cleanse from righteousness in point number 3. And in Isaiah, it says that though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Jesus washes you clean this morning. Receive forgiveness and know that you are forgiven. And know that our past has been written off completely by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus was not spilled for us to live in shame and in condemnation, but to live freely and abundantly this morning. As you sit there and you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, just know this, that He is faithful and just, and He will forgive you of what you've done this morning. He must forgive you because that's the God that we serve. And if you are in Christ this morning, we believe that He is faithful and has forgiven our sins this morning. We walk free because of that in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we come to a close, as we close the sweet, sweet series, Sweet Like Honey, is there a sweeter promise than anything like forgiveness? There's none sweeter. I understand rest. I understand the goodness. And I understand the grace. But the promise of forgiveness, it sets me free and sets me up for freedom and sets me up to live eternally and to live forever. I don't live for now. I'm living for glory land, for when I go to see the land of milk and honey. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go. I know God is going to look after anyone that has been left behind. I'm so confident to know where I am going this morning. You better carry that this morning, that we are going to glory land because of this beautiful thing of Jesus called forgiveness this morning. If you don't mind, would you mind standing with me as we come to a close? In Isaiah 43:25, it says, Even I, this is from God, eh? This is God speaking. I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sin no more. This morning, God has set you free this morning. He doesn't remember the things that you have done. All those horrible things that you are carrying, that you are putting and naming yourself, that is not who you are. God calls you a son and a daughter of the Most High. He calls you righteous because of His blood. That we, as imperfect as we are, can serve a perfect God. Why? Because of His forgiveness. That's who we are in Christ this morning. Is there anything you want to say before I pray, Andrew?
So I just wanted to clarify on one thing that Grant said. I just felt to clarify. He said women don't care about the wedding band. So just to clarify, in the context of what was going on in that particular scene where people are in a nightclub, we know what it's like if you've ever been there. And there's been alcohol involved, is your perceptions change. So women care a lot about wedding bands. Yeah.
And that's why we call them leaders. I promise you. And we got to have the heart of correction this morning. Sometimes we need to clear some stuff. We got to have that heart. You got to be able to stand there and take it. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much. So if you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Savior this morning, I just want to put out an invitation to you. It's an open invitation. And he's saying to you, all I want is your heart this morning. I don't want anything else. I just want your heart. And from there, I believe God is going to work on you like never before. And if you don't mind closing your eyes this morning, we've gone a little bit over time, but just bear with me for a couple of minutes. If you haven't accepted Christ this morning, just raise your hand, just like me. No one's looking. All eyes are closed. Repeat after me if you don't mind. This morning, repeat after me, dear Father, this morning, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus, his son, from the dead. I thank you, God, for freedom. I thank you, God, for forgiveness. Be with me, Lord, as I take on this new journey. Heavenly Father, I pray for every single one that has raised their hands, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would work with them, outwork whatever that needs to be done in their lives, Father. I know that you are faithful and just, God. And you are about to do something new in those lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you're sitting here this morning and you're feeling a little bit in bondage, that there's things from the past that are still not allowing you to move forward this morning, that you're still living in the bondage that I've done too much to be forgiven right now. I pray now that you raise your hand, Lord, and we want to free that bondage. We want to free that enemy this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come against this enemy, Lord, who is holding us in bondage and speaking negative things to us and saying that we are not enough and we cannot be forgiven for what we've done this morning. Heavenly Father, your word says, because of the blood of Jesus, that I am set free this morning. I pray now that that bondage is set free in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that from now we walk in freedom. We walk in the glory of who Jesus is, Lord, and not who we think we are, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said this morning, amen.